Everybody, so I haven't made an episode in kind of about 20 days or so. I know on the podcast I said I will make an episode every day, but actually I'm not too sure now because sometimes I ran out of idea, but sometimes I pop in and out of the podcast. But if you want something to listen to, you can listen to my previous episodes. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Daniel. I'm a uni student, a 20-something uni student studying to become a nurse. And in this podcast, I will be speaking about topics that we as 20-something, well, at least something that I'm going through in my experience. And I try to give some real intake. I try to be as vulnerable as possible. I don't want to sugarcoat anything. And also, throughout my episodes, I'm trying to give self-compassion. And I just want to say thank you guys for listening. I know I have gained some listeners over the time of making this episodes. I just want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in every day, every time I release an episode. And I'm sorry that I'm not being consistent. But in this episode, as you can read from the title, I will be speaking about the experience that life sometimes will get better with time. Now, I just want to give a preface as to why I decided to make this episode. I think one of the reasons that I want to make this episode today is because I had a little walk this morning and I did some reflection. I wrote down my diary. I realized that, you know, I'm a 20 years old man living in Sydney, and I reflected back a lot of my past, my present, and my future. You know, I feel like with my past, I suffered so many difficulties, so many, especially in high school when I was a child. I feel like I have no control whatsoever over my life, and it was such a rough time. It was such a difficult time emotionally, physically for me, and relationship-wise for me. However, I realize now I'm very grateful of where I am now and who I have become. You know, there are so many like little progress that I have made that get me to where I am now. And I feel like it's getting better every day, in a sense that I'm learning more every day and I'm gaining more experiences every day. And hence, that's why I'm telling you guys, if you are in a difficult time, just know that it will pass and things will get better, because I believe that with this difficult time we can almost learn from it, and also we can grow and adjust to the situation and use a new strategy to cope with the situation that we're facing. I also want to talk about emotions. On my episode before my last episode, I have an episode called "I Won't Apologize for How I Feel." Now I want to give an update over the episode. So I recently have been using this app that I will suggest at the end of the episode. So make sure tune in. But this app is basically tracking over how you feel. And it's a free app, I will tell by the end of this episode. But basically, I use this app to track about how I feel, because the apps have different selection of different feelings, and I will record my emotions every time. I've been using the app for approximately 3 weeks now. And since using the app, I have gained a better insight into how I feel. And I also have gained a better, I increased my acceptance rate on how I feel. I realized that it's okay to feel stuff. It's okay to feel insecure. It's okay to feel anxious. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel disappointed. It's okay to feel angry. It's okay to feel jealous. And the list goes on and on and on. And basically, I think like, I realized that you don't have to be okay all the time. No one is ever okay all the time. No one is ever always confident about themselves. You know, that's BS. I think like in our society right now, like you don't feel good, something is associated with your failing in life, you know, especially like in our 20s, like in the prominence of social media. Sure, there are like 10% of social media, where even Netflix as well, a source of entertainment, 10% where they are vulnerable, they are sharing their true emotions in their lowest, deepest moment. Even in my podcast, I'm not always, I'm trying to share as best as I can over the real emotions that I feel, but I'm not always doing that. You know, I give myself time after I process the messiness of life, then I made an episode talking about it. But life is messy, and I feel like in social media, on Instagram, like when you scroll, you're being brainwashed almost on thinking that everyone is happy 24/7. And that's further from the truth. And we have so many different range of emotions. We can have a perplex emotions. There are so many emotions that we go through every day. And it's not fair for us to dismiss it or deny it. I think for so long I've been suppressing that emotions down, and only accepting certain kind of emotions in my life. But now I realize I want to accept it all of them, because I feel like you can learn from your emotions, and by learning from your emotions, you can drastically improve your life. Forward, I also want to elaborate more on the topics of we live and learn. I feel like through my reflection today during my walk, I realized that sure, like when we get ourselves into a new situation, when you first start your job, when you first start uni, when you first start in a relationship, you're bound to make mistakes. You're bound to fail, you know, in some certain things. However, from failure, from mistakes, we can always learn from it, and we can always improve ourselves because we make that mistakes. And I believe like that's one of the things that I am kind of like a sense like proud with myself, is because I have this growth mindset that I realize that from failure, from mistake, it's a chance to learn. And I think like I spoken more on the episode called Things Take Time, where I explain more about my work experiences. But if you have listened to that episode, I just want to give an update on how I'm doing in terms of my work. So if you haven't, you should go check it out. But if you don't want to, I'll just summarize what I was talking in the episode. So basically, I was talking that like my work as an assistant in nursing at the first week or second week was really challenging for me, and I almost gave up. I met some of my coworkers who expect highly of my performance, who expect me to do something that is beyond my ability. You know, they're not patient with me, and they expect me to do everything right, perfect in the first go. And I was speaking in the episode, I was telling myself and telling you guys that if you met those kind of people, don't listen to them. Instead, give yourself some time, give yourself some break, because you needed it, and no one get it perfect the first time. That's how we learn. We make mistakes, and it's okay to make mistakes. But I just want to give an update that after making the episode, I've been working in my workplace for around about 3 months now, approximately. Actually, 14th of February will be, on Valentine's Day, will be my 3 month anniversary working. But I'm getting better. I'm so confident now in my workplace. I got compliment from my senior staff and my manager, so it's been really great, and my coworkers. But at the time when I was making that episode, I remember I was almost giving up, because it was so hard, it was so challenging, it was emotionally and physically draining for me to be in that new environment. And I realized that it's okay to feel like that, you know, and I'm only grateful that I keep going and never give up. But it's okay if you think that it's not best for you to continue, you can always quit and listen to your instinct, listen to your inner voice that's telling you what's best for you. But yeah, I think it's just that like we always improve. I know I repeat myself, but it's like we always improve over things. And even in terms of like social skills or making friends, you can always improve on that. If you just put yourself into situations where you can learn from people. 3, I feel like it's the time to heal. You know, I'm a 20 years old person. I just started my 20, and I feel like I had a rough time during my teen years. Really rough. It was even traumatic in certain moment. It was traumatic, and it's really sad if I think back about it. I really don't want to think back about it. I'm happy where I am now, but I realized that, you know, I have so many past hurt, you know, past negative belief that I have overcome, and I thank God every day that God giving me the strength and opportunity to overcome it. But if you're listening to this episode and you're still in high school and you still live with your parents, or even if you're in your 20s, late 20s, middle 20s, age is just a number. But I think it's like anytime you're facing a hardship or a traumatic experience, I suggest talking to professional help. I think my healing process coming also is contributed by talking to a psychologist, a psychiatrist. I'm actually going to see a psychiatrist next week, because the doctor suspected me of having ADHD, so I need to consult with the psychiatrist. In Australia, it's not a cheap experience, and it's also taking a long time for me to speak to a psychiatrist, but I think it's going to be worth it. I'm actually a little nervous about that, but I don't know. But also, I think what I'm trying to say is that, like, it's time to heal, it's time to acknowledge your pain, and it's time to say to yourself, give yourself love, compassion, and also talk. But a way of giving yourself love and compassion is by talking to other people that you trust, or talking to a professional. But it's time to heal. I feel like 2023, for me, I want to slow down some of my... I have so many ambitions, but I feel like, you know, I'm in a point where I have set all of my foundation in life. In a sense, I will talk more a later episode about that, but in a brief overview, just briefly, I will speak on it. I think it's just like, thank God, I feel like when you're starting your 20, you have so many foundation, right? You start uni first, you start job, and then you make friends, and then you start, you know, your relationship with your parents changes, and you start to learn how to drive, and everything, like, all of them come lay once at you, like, even some of you are moving out. I feel like I'm in a stage in life where I have been through my first heartbreak, I've been through my first relationship, I've been through my first community, I've been through my first uni year, I've been through my first work month, you know, I've been through my first 6 months of driving, learning how to drive. But, you know, I still have more to go. I feel like I'm still building over that fountain. It's like building a house. It takes time by time, step by step. But I feel like this year I want to slow down and to be less anxious and to think that everything will be okay at the end. But yeah, it's just that, like, I've been through so many firsts that it's time for me to build another layer. Like, I've been through my first year of seeing a regular counselor. Like, it's time for me to slow down and to take a breath and to enjoy life every day, because I feel like every day is a gift. Also, I want to say that when you're healing and when you're trying to, when you're healing, you're bound to feel some, it's not always linear, and also you're bound to feel so many emotions such as anger. I feel like in my process of healing, I feel like I have so many anger towards other people. Beforehand, I used to have anger, but I have anger towards other people beforehand, but because I kind of express it towards other people, and also because I'm not in a safe environment where I can express it towards other people, I'm expressing it towards myself, and I it's exhausting, but also like I think it's not linear. Like any like time where healing is not linear experience, we're bound to go up and down, step backward. We may take 3 steps forward and then 2 steps backward again. As long as we're moving forward, everything is okay. And I think healing is also messy by itself. It's not an overnight fix. And also like when you're feeling anxious, anxiety, you have to feel anxiety. I think anxiety is not a bad thing. Like beforehand, I used to think like I'm not supposed to feel anxious, right? Like that kind of talk like some of us has, that you're not supposed to feel quote unquote negative emotions. But it's okay, like emotions we cannot control, but it's about what we do with that emotions that we can control and something that we can work upon. But I want to end this episode by giving you guys some summary overall of what my key message of this episode is. I think first of all, it's okay to feel insecure about yourself. For so long, I used to think that men are only supposed to be confident and assertive of themselves. But that's further from the truth. We as human, we all feel anxious. We all feel insecure. And we all, even at the time of speaking, I'm still insecure over myself. So it's okay to feel that. Second, I think with time, things will get better since we have more experiences and we learn from our mistakes. Third, my lesson of this episode is that healing is not linear. Sometimes we move forward, sometimes we move backward. It's always messy. It comes with so many emotions, you know, especially the more traumatic that we've been through, the more emotions, a surge of emotions, like a wave of emotions that we feel. I think it's very important for us to take care of our mental health. And also it's very important for us to get some help when we need it. Anyway, as I mentioned earlier of this episode, the app suggestion is that it's an app. I think I downloaded it on Apple Store. I'm not sure if it's available on Android, but it's called How We Feel. So it's How We Feel, an emotional well-being journal. So basically, it's really good. I'm very, very appreciative of it. It's basically like an app where you can, it's free. It's made possible by donations, but it's an app where you can track your mood throughout the month. It's very easy to do, it's very straightforward, just try to download it, and I recommend it's a life-changing app. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. That's all for the episode, and I'll see you whenever I feel like I want to make an episode. But in meanwhile, you can always binge listen to my previous episodes. But thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a nice day, and I'll see you guys next time with a brand new episode. Bye.